Lutheran Hour Ministries, bringing Christ to the nations, and this devotion to your day.
Today's international devotion was written by the Reverend Keith Ringers, who is the pastor of St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Alberta, Alabama. He and his wife, Diana, went on a mission trip to Thailand to serve with Lutheran Hour Ministries in Bangkok, in Phang Nga. The trip was sponsored by the Pastoral Leadership Institute. Lutheran Hour Ministries Thailand focuses on sharing the gospel and making contacts with local people through various community radio programs, ETS evangelism training, Bible correspondence courses, print, internet, and gospel text messaging. The staff also conducts special children's activities and do presentations in many government schools. A text for our devotion from the 20th chapter of John. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. A familiar saying is, a picture is worth a thousand words. On a recent trip to Thailand, my wife and I took over 8,000 pictures. Unfortunately, my favorite picture is one that I never got, at least not on film. It happened too quickly to capture. Three people on a scooter. I had seen it often, the mother driving in the middle with an older daughter hanging on behind and the younger one riding in front. What made this picture so special was the gleeful smile on the little girl's face. That smile said, "I don't have a worry or care in the world." Before I could raise my camera and capture the shot, the scooter was gone. So I did the next best thing. I carefully committed it to memory. We ought to do the same with God's Word. The pages of the Bible form picture after picture of a loving God who brings forgiveness, life, and salvation to a sinful world. My favorite biblical picture is of a blood-stained empty cross in front of an open tomb. Jesus stands in front of that tomb speaking to a woman. He says, "Go, tell my disciples that I am raised from the dead." The smile on his face says it all. "I'm alive. Sin and death are conquered. You are forgiven through faith in me." Photographs are good when they communicate truth between the person who takes the picture and the one who sees it. That was true for the girl on the scooter, and it is also true for the more important picture, which shows God saving us from sin and death. Indeed, the images found in the Lord's Word are so powerful they create faith in the hearts of those whom the Holy Spirit brings to see. Of course, a person will never know or appreciate the love of God until he looks at the photo album of his son. But if he takes that time, he will see the snapshot of his son saving the lost. Which is why we Christians say, "Would you like to take a look at God's album, the Bible?" We pray. Dear Jesus, create in human hearts a hunger to read and hear your precious word, so that sinful souls might know and trust you, who will carry us through life, past death, into heaven with you. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.